Hi, and welcome to episode 14 of Toxic Tea Podcast. I'm your co-host, Erin.
I'm Ashley, and you are mixing it up.
Hi, hello.
Look at her.
Hi, hello. Hi, Dern. Hi.
Mixing it up, mixing it in. I see you experimenting.
Yeah, I'm just trying new things.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
I liked it. I think we keep trying stuff, but it was nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good.
What you got going on?
I have work stuff today. I'm like actually trying to think of other things just beside work. I just have random things this week, some doctor's appointments. Oh, I forgot to put my earrings in. Some doctor's appointments and some different types of work things. And my mom's coming to town next weekend, so I have, that will be fun. She hasn't come to Portland in a little bit.
Yeah, nice.
And that's pretty much it. I, feel like I had a really productive weekend. And we had some good, we always have some good meals.
Always.
Friday night is our date night.
Yeah.
It's turned into our date night recently.
Yeah, that's the night that's been available. Yeah. We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it our favorite spot?
Yes.
So good.
I will say, though, they changed the kale.
The kale was not finely chopped, and that's a difference maker.
It was a different type of kale, and it pissed me off.
It was the one that looks like spinach.
Yeah.
It's a spinach cousin.
It's still good. The pizza's always not good.
The kale's not great when it's that way.
No.
Don't you think?
I said the pizza was good.
Oh, yeah. Pizza's
always good. Flames. Drinks are always good there. But the salad is one of the main reasons why I go there. Because it has grapefruit in it. And I love it.
Yeah. That salad with the grapefruit. And I think it's like Parmesan cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Shredded. And like that little cheese crisp thing.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. One thing about me is I'm going to go to a place that serves big salads.
Big salad. Not just like this little side dish of iceberg.
Remember how the server was like, because we both got a salad, and he's like, you guys know that those salads are big. I'm like, and?
Yeah, bring them both out.
Yeah, and you know what? We all should be eating more leafy greens, bitch.
Wow, PSA.
That's my PSA.
That's PSA of the day. Eat more greens.
Actually, like, that's just what I'm going to say for my presentation this week.
Yes.
We all should be eating more leafy greens, bitch.
Drop it and walk out.
Yep, bye.
That's well worth it, I think.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, dinner was really good.
Dinner was good.
Yeah, that was a good meal. Yeah, so you have a busy weekend. Your mom's coming. But she's coming to see her friends, right?
She is coming to see her friends, but she's staying with me, and you're going to be out of town.
Yep.
But we're planning some good hikes because it's supposed to be nice, and I'm sure we'll go out to eat. And just Kiki.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Fun.
My family lives close, so it's nice. They can, I mean, not like we see our families a lot, but driving distance, which is nice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll see my family in the summer. That'll
mm-hmm.
be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. And you're going to, where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice there. Pretty excited.
It's supposed to be really hot.
No, it like same as here.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's supposed to be nice here this weekend.
Yeah. It's crazy how it goes from like 50 degrees to 80.
On my drive, my 20-minute drive from my gym to our house, it rained twice, like in two
today?
Different areas. Yeah, like just now. Oh. I left Legends and it was sunny.
Yeah.
I hit a patch of rain for about 2 minutes. It was sunny.
Yeah.
And then it was raining like when I pulled in. I was like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
It's just and very...
it was on our walk this morning. It was like very nice out.
Beautiful.
I was sweating.
It was really yeah. It rained at Legends for like 10 minutes. I feel like it's just like on and off. The spring is weird. I'm not a big fan.
But. Yeah, it's at the time of year where I don't know what to wear because it's like sometimes still cold. So I'm like, do I need 3 jackets? One. Yes.
Especially walking the dogs when we walk them because
yes,
I just it's really hard to shop for clothing here because I feel like you need a warm rainproof jacket and then like a shell.
Mm-hmm.
I know that doesn't sound hard. It's 2 jackets, but
no, but then you need puffs,
but
like
then you
extra
need,
cold puffs, like when it's snowing.
And who doesn't love a fleece?
And then a fleece, but you can't really wear that a lot of the year.
No, I wore mine this morning and I was like, I love this fleece. Why don't I wear it more?
Yeah.
Cause it's always raining.
My favorite jackets actually are puffs without a hood. But you can't wear them a lot.
You can't. And like the down jackets, they're not water anything.
No.
They're actually, they suck the water in.
You look like a wet cat when you get home.
It's disgusting. And it, the jacket is like, it needs time out.
Yeah. But it definitely is spring. Our ferns are ferning.
Our ferns are ferning in the front. That's when we know that the tide is turning. So I actually don't, again, I don't listen to that Pucks guy. Back to him.
What did he say? It was winter?
Yeah.
Well, he was right.
He was right, but I don't listen to him. I listen to the ferns.
The ferns. Yeah, we have nice ferns.
We have nice ferns in the front of our buildings, and it's bomb.
I like them.
They're cute. Remember when our neighbors, I hope none of them listen, but also I do. Remember when they like freaked out when the yard guys cut the ferns?
Yeah.
And they were like ready to light. Like they were like, who cut the ferns? Who said that was okay? Well, they were beautiful. And like, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Your mom actually told us this.
She did?
Yeah. Maybe she just told me. I don't know. Every year you cut them down to the whatever, like not the root, like the, but like you cut it down to the bottom. And then
like
it, they'll,
basically they were big ferns and then there were none.
They
like,
just like
no branches,
the whole plants
no
off.
Leaves.
Yeah, chopped all the plants off. And so, but that's in the fall. You cut them because in the winter they like die. It's nasty.
Yeah.
So one,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me either. Until, yeah, it was your mom. And then one year I waited, like we just waited. We didn't have people doing this stuff. And that winter I was like, oh my God, we have to rip these out because they won't grow back. So then I had to go cut them and do them all myself. So I knew that that had to happen.
Yeah.
So when they cut them this year, the neighbors were like, oh my God, I can't, who let them do that? I'm going to ask for this or that. Like, can they replace them? I hope the plant, beautiful plants aren't dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just like,
yeah,
here we are.
Yeah. Well, look at you saving the day.
I did. I was like, relax. We're good.
You did drop your suitcase on them and they're all flat one year.
I did roll my suitcase out the door and it fell. I was laughing so hard by myself, like just audibly laughing. It was fucking embarrassing.
Well, there was an indent for like it,
the fern,
the whole summer,
the fern until we cut it.
Yeah.
And it grew back normal. It was smushed.
Yeah.
It was just flat in the shape of my suitcase.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Fern Gully?
Of course.
It's a classic movie.
Classic. Fern Gully.
I can't really quote anything from it.
No,
but
no.
Period.
I haven't seen it since I could remember things, like, you know, or like too far ago.
I have
memories
no,
are gone.
No, I don't have any good memory of anything.
Oh.
Like, I just don't have a good memory.
Yeah, you don't. It's not. It's okay. Actually, it's fine.
No, it's like, I mean, like long-term memory.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
I'm not very good. Like, there is a time that just kind of like is fuzzed.
It's like all fuzzy to me.
Okay.
So, but I had a great childhood.
Great. Done it.
Okay. Well, yes. Do you have any other updates from the weekend?
Do I have any updates from the weekend? Same weekend as the weekend before. We had tournament games.
Yeah.
Fifth graders. We won again.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, good weekend. One of our teams has never won a tournament. They won. That was cute.
Fun.
They were hype.
So fun.
Yeah, I saw Evil Rises, Dead Evil Rises. I don't know. It's a movie. I went with Zay yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Something about Evil Rising. Mm. We went and saw that. It's a horror, gory film.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
That's cool.
Yeah, the theater was packed. We thought maybe we'd be the only ones in there, but...
Oh, really?
I guess it was a heavy hitter. Or maybe
that
was just, like, what everybody was doing.
People love scary movies.
It is really weird that people, like, we go see those.
It's sick. I don't.
Yeah, no, you oh, my God. You would never.
Oh, never.
I don't know if anybody's planning on seeing this, so I guess if you are, just, like... Spoiler alert. I just want to tell you one part that you... This is why I think they're funny sometimes.
Okay.
So at the end, all of the people that have been like bitten or like, I think it was the saliva that like turned you like into like.
Like, is it like crazy zombies?
Like kind of. Yeah. I don't really know.
It's not my vibe.
Yeah. And so they're trying to kill everyone. Everybody has to die.
Whoa.
Well, so at the end, like there's this book that tells you how the next deaths are going to happen. So it flips this page.
Yeah.
And so there were three or four people that had been killed. And so they all of a sudden like morphed together into this like tarantula person.
Ew.
I cannot with how like there was at least five or six people who audibly laughed in the theater because that kind of stuff.
Scary.
It's like, dude, that's not
tarantula.
Yeah. Like that's not that's funny as fuck. This little thing is, and it moves fast. Like that kind of makes it funny.
That would
too.
Scare me.
Yeah.
I have arachnophobia.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, it literally, like, they were moving around the car and, like, they couldn't really keep, like, it was moving quickly sometimes and slow other times.
No, fuck no.
So I thought it was funny. I told you this morning, but it when they were filming it, like, it was in kind of, it looked like just like a beaten up city, just like homeless people and like fires in the street and like dark. It was pouring rain. And somebody in the theater was like, "This looks like this was shot in Portland." And just everybody laughed. I mean, just another stellar moment. So.
Just a stellar moment.
Stellar moment.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Just a side note, I saw this TikTok and this guy said, "Arachnophobia is so dumb." He said, "Who the fuck cares who two spiders marry?"
Aaron?
But I lost it.
No, that's too much.
Yeah, no, but
that's too much.
I hate spiders.
Yeah, you do hate spiders. You always ask me if I can
kill them,
and it's like I don't want to.
I know, and if you're not there, I just don't know.
She'll be like, "I saw a spider. I'm still staring at it.
I'll stare at it until you come home."
She was like, "I've actually been sitting here on the ground staring at the spider for 2.5 hours. Literally. So that it wouldn't move.
I'll bring my computer and like sit there and work.
It's weird. Like, just kill it.
Sometimes if it's small enough.
Actually, is everybody kill spiders or do some people save them?
Some people save them.
I can't do that.
No.
And good for you.
We save, like, you know.
What?
Other things.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, I would let like a bug out, I guess.
I would love to hear what kind of bug you would let out.
Like, oh, okay. Remember in like our like 3 apartments ago, we had those dino bugs.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to catch those and let them out.
Okay. Dino
They're too
bugs.
Big to squish.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Dino bugs.
They're like armadillos.
Cute.
You know what I mean though?
Yeah.
They have like a shell.
Yeah.
Literally dinosaurs.
Dino bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
example.
I just want to give a shout out to my friend. She came over this weekend because she knew I was having a rough week last week. Low-key, just having a mental breakdown from just, like, working too much and not having things to look forward to and just, like, needing the sun, honestly. And I was even trying to, I did all my things. Go to hot yoga, call people, do work, self-care, all these things. But she was just like, "I'm going to come over this weekend and we're going to eat hella snacks." And shout out Erica for bringing me literally bags of random things and to Kiki. Yeah.
Shout out Erica for bringing the nerd rope balls.
Yeah.
Shout out to her for that specifically.
No, she texted me. She was like,
"Fire."
Because I said, "I'll get dinner, you get snacks." And she said, "Okay, what are you wanting? I want nerd ropes, gluten-free Oreos," and listed like 5 things. I was like, girl, yeah, all of that. But we had to, we were wanting just like a show night, and she had never seen Laguna Beach, and so she was like, no, we don't need to watch that because obviously you and I had seen it like 500 times.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'll happily.
You almost
forced her.
For sure.
I know. It's because she's so nice. She wouldn't.
Yeah. She doesn't want to like put anybody else out, but I'm like, no, we will.
No, I'd be thrilled.
No problem.
And it's so hard to explain the, backstory on like where do you start.
You just gotta watch it.
It was thrilling.
Yeah, I love that show.
I love that show too. It was a good weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Okay, well, should we dive in?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't have any updates or anything.
Okay.
I found some new toxic traits of myself this week, but we'll get into that later.
Okay, cool. Can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
Learning
and growing.
Okay, I have some toxic, just like random toxic teas.
Ooh,
and like that people have written in about.
Okay.
And it's funny because there was like a theme this week. I don't know if like Mercury was in retrograde.
That's always the excuse or what,
but it was a lot about like sleep and feeling rushed and things like that.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I didn't feel that way this week, so.
But that would actually make sense why I felt like in a like a little funk last week.
Do you ever think that we just say Mercury's in retrograde just like we're not gonna look and see if it is. We just are gonna like maybe assume it is because of how we feel.
I think a lot of people do say that.
Yeah, for sure.
But usually if Mercury's
I think it's one of those things. Like I say it sometimes to be funny.
Yeah. Usually if Mercury's in retrograde, it's known for like electronics to break or things to not work properly.
Okay.
So like the week you got flat tires and random things like that, you know, that would have made sense.
It's the last week.
Yeah.
We were in retrograde.
I will say though, this, I'm not trying to be so, like, I'm not super into everything about the signs and astrology. Like, I don't really know a lot except for like, I really do feel like I'm a Gemini in certain ways. But I will say sometimes I'll hear that Mercury was in retrograde, and I've always noticed that I have been like super tired or like off. And then even when I hadn't had known it would be on, because you know me, I can make myself think some certain ways. Sure. Like I, sometimes I'll be a hypochondriac and be like, I'm sick. Or, you know,
she'll walk by somebody and they'll just clear their throat and she's like, I'm sick.
No, literally I can make my mind is so crazy.
Yeah,
that is one thing about me. I'll believe anything I tell myself. but sometimes I will say I had no idea I was paying attention to it. So I kind of believe in that.
Okay.
And I don't really know enough about it. I wish maybe someone should write and tell us if it affects certain signs more.
I don't know really anything about it. I just think, when a couple of things go wrong, I'm like, that's probably why.
Yeah.
And then I move on.
It is fascinating.
It is. Yeah. I would love to know more.
I would love to know more too.
Yeah.
Okay. Pressing the snooze button for 30 to 60 minutes each morning.
Shit. 60 minutes?
30 to 60.
When do you start your alarm? That is fucking crazy. Stop it.
What do you think the
stop. Get up. Or set your alarm later and get up. That's fucking insane. You're just half asleep for 60 minutes. Fuck out of here. No way.
I feel annoying when my snooze goes off twice because I usually get up before you. Except for on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I feel
like... shade.
No, just because of
the weekend.
I start earlier.
Yeah. Honestly, don't you think it's kind of getting back to even? Since your schedule shift a little bit?
Yeah. And well, yeah. When I was in a place, 5 days a week and I was working traditional 8 to 5 hours.
You know what? I feel like it's easier now.
Why?
Because Bubs has to go on a shorter walk.
Yeah.
It's easier for you to get up and take him on a quick little short walk and then we walk the girl together.
Yeah. We do kind of have that.
We do. It's just the routine right now.
Except that fat ass ate her food.
That fat fuck.
That was my fault. That was my fault.
It was. But like, don't. Dude, that's not your bowl and you know better. You're fat.
He's on a diet because his foot is still hurt and we don't want to take him to an orthopedist because.
Stop. I'm not. Yeah. Like, no.
He just has like a hurt foot. It probably is like tendonitis.
he said that. Tendonitis.
Well, I was going to say a tendon that's. And I was like, it's called tendonitis.
A tendon that has itis. Yeah, like he's just like getting a little bit older and so
it's not because he's old.
No, he's just getting older. He's not old. But yeah, and like so he's eating a little bit less and he ate Webby's food, which means he ate enough for the whole day in one and he had his food too.
Yeah, he had his food and then he snuck downstairs and ate it because I forgot to put it back up when we went.
And then he just like is laying on the couch when we get back and just it probably in such a good snooze.
Oh my God.
Post buffet snooze.
Yeah, post buffet snooze.
What a fat ass.
Fat ass. Sorry.
It's too much.
What was I just talking about?
Fuck, I don't remember. Mercury.
Oh.
Maybe that was a while back.
Oh, yeah. No, we take him. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Next toxic. Oh, yeah. People fucking setting their alarms. That's crazy.
How many times do you think people should actually snooze? And it's twice, different if you're sleeping alone or with somebody else.
Yeah, that does make a difference. But I'm going to say twice is enough. And like it's 5 minutes. What is I just do whatever the iPhone does.
Doesn't me too.
It like go longer than it's supposed to?
I don't know.
Every time?
I feel like it's like 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay. It's twice. And for me, if here's two things. If I did that for 60 minutes straight.
Mm-hmm.
One, I'm either not going to hear it at one point.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to accidentally like really shut it off.
Yeah.
And then sleep for too long.
Yeah.
Or two, I'm just going to be like half awake the whole time. What's the point?
That's how I feel too. It's
good
like
sleep.
I'm either going to get quality sleep or not.
Yeah.
I actually have a hot take.
Oh, okay. Can't wait.
Okay. You know how like all mindful people say, don't use your phone first thing in the morning. Right? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get up and meditate and think about.
I'm going to agree with you on this take. Go ahead.
Okay. Here's my thing. If I'm really trying to get up, because usually I'm trying to either walk waffles and work out or work out and then go to work or something, you know? And so my thing is, if I roll over, I immediately open my emails and it gets my brain going. And it it actually makes me get up faster.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been through different phases where I sit there and I'm like, oh, I'm grateful for things, blah, blah, blah. But bitch, I got places to be, you know, and maybe that is not a great take because, you know, people are like, well, Erin, you should slow down and calm down. And you're right. But it helps me get up.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes the people that are like, oh, I lay in bed and for about 20 minutes to 30 minutes, I just think about gratitude.
Yeah, I don't have time.
You don't have a normal job. You don't you don't have kids. You don't have like,
well, then you got to get up at
four. Anxieties. Like what the yeah. And like for me, I'm not one of those people that's like, I'm going to get up 3 hours earlier to get in. I would rather sleep.
I know.
Like there are certain things that yes, like I will get up a little bit earlier because it's worth it.
Yeah.
To me, getting up earlier to give gratitude and like, I feel like I'm just going to stereotype for a second and like take a cold plunge. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. Like no. I think throughout the day I can find time to be like, this is so cool. I'm grateful. And then move on. You know?
I used to keep my little, when I was in the office every day, it was easier because I had the same routine, but I would write like 3 things I was grateful for. And I did it for like 2 years straight.
Yeah.
And I actually loved it. I want to get back to it. I loved it. It had to be something different every day.
Yeah.
And now it's like I used to run really early, so I felt like my brain couldn't even focus. But now since it's like I don't have to wake up super, super early, I feel like my run or my workout is my meditation. It's like my time to like, you know, like stop and kind of quiet my mind. But for some other people, it's like, whatever, do what you need to do. But check your emails. It helps.
Yeah.
And also anxiety helps.
Like, no. No, I agree that looking at your phone helps.
Yeah.
If I open my phone and like, I'm the opposite of you. I'm not opening my emails. That's one thing about me.
Really?
I'm not opening my emails until I probably come downstairs.
Yeah.
I just like, it's whatever is
on
my email.
Social media?
Yeah. That's what'll get me up.
Yeah.
Cause my eyes are open now.
Yeah. But like, snuggle with the dogs. I love that.
Yeah. Webby. I like when Webby wakes me up, but yeah, my emails, it can wait until I get downstairs.
Yeah.
For me, but you know.
Well, this is a health and wellness podcast now.
Yeah, in case you're wondering.
I actually did try this week walking meditations. I tried 2 of them. I listened to them when I walked.
How did it go?
It was actually good.
Oh, nice.
Because I get up right away and listen to podcasts. So I'm like consuming content all day, I feel like. And so it was actually kind of nice. Like because I can't get into sitting meditation. I just can't. And people are like, that means you need it more. It's like, I know, but like I do better when I have some kind of movement. And it was actually nice. I don't think I'll do it every day, but I'm trying to better myself.
Okay. Good for you.
Thanks.
Nice.
Okay. This is another one. Waiting until the last minute to get out of bed in the morning and rushing because I'm so behind.
Y'all.
No, but seriously, though, I hate rushing in the morning.
I hate rushing, too.
I do that all the time.
This just like goes. This is like I'm always right on like the money.
Yeah.
So I feel like I know exactly how much time I have before I'm going to be late.
I know. I hate that. I hate feeling rushed.
Yeah. You do hate feeling rushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not filling my gas tank up the night before and being late to work the next day.
I did that this weekend.
I hate
Friday night that. On the way home from dinner, I meant to fill up my gas
tank. Oh, yeah. You even said
it. I even said it out loud. And then we just paid that shit and went home.
Yeah.
To eat our ice cream. So I woke up Saturday and I had enough gas to get to my games, but I was just like, ugh, now I have to leave the gym at some point and go get gas and come back because I don't have enough gas to get to the next place I have to go. And like, but like doing that and having to get it, I've done that too, where you're just like, no, it's fine. I'll just wake up a little bit earlier in the morning and I'll go do it. No, you're not. You're going to wake up the same fucking time you always do.
I'm always
5 minutes late.
I'm always like, yesterday Erin can suck a dick.
Yeah, no, she's a selfish bitch.
I don't know her.
Bitch. Yeah.
We hate her.
Can't stand it.
Okay. Laughing at people when they fall or get hurt. Not hurt badly. My instant reaction. So not okay.
Yeah, I feel that though. It is sometimes that shit is funny.
It's like those shows.
Yeah, like ridiculousness.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, did you see that Carly Aquilino was guest hosting that?
I did. I love her. Cool. It's another great podcast.
He does, Rob Dyrdek. I really like him. He's cool and really smart. I read somewhere that he records like an insane amount of shows every year.
Oh, really? Like what do you mean? Like different shows?
I'm going to have to find that. Have to find it. I'll put it on our social media. Something about how many shows he films in a year is like, it's crazy. It like really surprised me. It was like hundreds.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Or like he has for MTV specifically, maybe. Mm. Yeah, I'll find it.
I used to love his show, Robin Big. Rip Big.
Oh my God. That was one of my favorite shows.
I know. I loved their relationship.
Yeah, Big Rip.
I know. He was so funny. He was so funny.
He was. They were awesome.
They were a good little duo.
They were.
Yeah. Okay. Someone I used to date had a slip up pregnancy with somebody else.
What? I mean, honestly.
Dodged a bullet.
Yeah. Like, thank God.
Dodged a motherfucking bullet. Because
if that's not what you were trying to do, he's obviously out here playing it fast and loose.
How do you know it was?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I was gonna say, I guess it could be a girl, but yeah,
that accidentally impregnated their friend.
Yeah, no, I said a slip up pregnancy.
Oh no,
but it was a guy.
I took that as the man messed up.
Well, yeah, and
I always blame them. Obviously,
I think they said they were 40.
Oh,
so I don't think it was.
Yeah, that's not.
It wasn't in the game plan.
Yikes. Okay. Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah.
But. Swerve.
That's some tea.
Swerve.
That's some motherfucking tea. Okay. And I want to transition more because we have a lot of these stories. We put out a question on our podcast or on our Instagram about toxic dates that people have been on.
Yep.
We got some funny things back. And again, write us toxicteapodcast@gmail.com. DM us, text us if you know us. We don't care. We just want to hear the tea. If you have any questions, anything. So this week is more about dating. But before we get into what people wrote about dating, we watched, it's on Netflix. It's called The Third Longest Date.
Yes.
Which our friend Laura recommended to us. And it's basically about this couple, or so these two people live in New York and they go on, I can't remember if it was Hinge or Bumble. They meet on that and then they have two first dates in New York. And then for their third date, they decide to go to Costa Rica and they get stuck there because of COVID. So it's like right when COVID's hitting.
Yeah, they shut the flights down.
Yeah. And I won't do any spoiler alerts, but this guy, who like the guy on the date essentially, is like a content creator. So he films fucking everything.
No, it was weird. It was really fucking weird. If somebody showed up to their first date and filmed everything, y'all, everything. I mean, like he set his phone up while they were eating dinner and just filmed the whole dinner.
Yeah, or like everything throughout the day, every place they went, the grocery store, all the behind the scenes, her calls, like it's genius because he sold it to Netflix.
Genius.
But I agree. Weird. Like if I was going on a date with somebody, the whole time I was watching this, I was just freaking out. I'm like, I would be so weirded out if this guy was filming me on this trip.
Yeah.
And I would say, why the fuck are you filming me? For what?
Because it's weird.
It's weird.
It is really weird. He literally filmed every, like, she went to the grocery store, brought back groceries, and he set his phone up so he could film them doing groceries from two different angles.
Yeah.
Like, just.
Or when she had to go find birth control, he's, like, filming that.
Yeah, remember? It was just kind of weird.
It was weird. Like, again,
genius, obviously, long term. But
well, it just made, the whole movie was his.
It's not a movie without it. You know, it was really cool to see like the story.
It is a crazy story. Yeah,
but just so weird. I could not imagine you setting your phone up to record. I would be like, you're recording every second of like my life?
Right.
What the fuck are we doing?
And obviously they got stuck there for a long time.
Cool story.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. Yeah. I won't say the ending.
Yeah, really but crazy.
I liked it. I think people could watch it. I was like fascinated.
Yeah, it was again just because he had like that footage, like real footage on from his phone in real time. It was really good. Yeah.
One thing about me is though, if that happened to me, I would immediately freak out.
Fuck no.
I can't do this.
I get stuck in another country with somebody that I've only met twice.
No.
I'll tell you one thing.
I'm never going on a date, third date, flying somewhere.
Yeah, like I'm freaking out.
Freaking out.
I'm not
sharing
like,
a bed, oh, sharing a bathroom. Let's
just live together.
No.
Let's not.
No, it's just like so invasive.
Let's not. I don't even know you.
Oh my God. It really, yeah. Look. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. I won't say anything, but watch it. It's a good theme for this week.
Yeah. It was a crazy story.
Yeah. Do you have any toxic date stories first? Did you think of any?
I really don't have like any crazy date stories. Like
really?
Not really.
Yeah.
I went on a date one time and like halfway through the date, I was like, I don't want that to be here anymore. And that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not like mean like that. So I would never just be like, well, have a good one.
Yeah.
But
didn't you think it was not a date?
Yeah, like it was. Yeah, it was just like weird. Yeah, like.
Wait, did you think it was a date?
No, I didn't think it was a date initially. Like I thought we were going to this place together.
Yeah.
But not as a date. And so like halfway through, it was just like, I don't want to be here. This is weird.
Because then how did you know it turned into a date?
You can just tell how people act.
Yeah.
You know, the vibes.
This is before, obviously, me.
Aaron. God.
I mean, it's not with me.
No. What? No. No, yeah, just like halfway through we went to a Blazers game. I was just like this isn't.
Did you get the ick?
This isn't it.
Yeah.
Like I thought we were kind of just like friends. Are we not?
Oh. Mm. That is weird.
And like it's really hard when you ride together somewhere.
Yeah.
Trapped. Is the feeling.
I agree. I've been to dinner. I can recall two off the top of my head.
Oof.
That I went into it both with guys and thinking it was just a friend thing, and then there's little cues where you're like, they definitely think it's a date. Like they're more dressed up. They're like pulling the chair out for me. Ugh. They're buying dinners, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait,
gentlemen.
No, literally. but then they both backfired and ended up getting mad at me in the long run, where it's like, I never agreed to, like, I thought this was, we had always been friends.
Yeah.
So it's like weird when it crosses that gray area.
Yeah, it is weird. Cause it's just like, rejection hurts. And so like, I don't ever want to be like, mean.
Yeah.
But like you can't also just like let things like persist, because then it's weird.
Yeah. Or it's, you like know? Well, I don't know if I would have agreed, because I thought we were both on the same page.
Yeah, it's definitely like, oh, we definitely read that wrong.
Read it
completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have this other, I was trying to think when we were doing this episode, I was like, I don't really have, it's mostly me being toxic probably on most of them.
On brand.
And like I don't need to, you know, put myself on blast.
Oh well.
No, not meeting being toxic, but just probably me. The people on the other side could probably bring up how
they would have a valid argument.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was this one time a guy friend, we'd always been friends, invited me to a wedding, and it was in Portland, and he didn't live in Portland, and I was like, oh sure, like this was when I was younger, I was in college.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, like I love going to weddings. And it was a little bit before when a bunch of my friends, you know, people started getting married.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't really know that when you go to a wedding with somebody, you're like.
For sure. I feel like you learn more about weddings the older you get and the more you go to them.
Yes, I would never agree to that later in life. But I went, and again, because we had always had like funds, and we had always like gone out to drinks and dinner, and it always had been fine.
Yeah.
In my mind, I guess. And when the couple was like walking down, first I knew it was weird because when I got there, obviously it was all couples and I was like, oh shit, this is weird. And then it was all his friends too. So I was like, fuck, this is so weird. But when the couple was walking down the aisle, he asked me to be his girlfriend. Like when they were like walking, or when she was like walking down the aisle.
He really was feeling it.
He asked me to be his girlfriend during that time.
He was feeling it. He was in his emotions.
And I said, I remember being like, oh. And I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to like make a scene.
It's not about, yeah.
I was like, I said, let's just talk about it later.
Oof.
And then obviously later I said, oh, no, you know. We can't. No.
One thing about weddings, people will get in their feelings.
But down the aisle.
I mean, people can't read a room sometimes.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have gone.
But low key, like, yeah, it's hard. That's so hard. I remember going to weddings when I was a little bit younger and thinking it was just like this big party, like a free thing. And
that's
like,
what
not
I
that
was
big
like
of a
younger,
deal.
I wanted
like,
a party and dance. Yeah, and oh, like, also it was a brunch wedding.
Oh,
which was good, but it was cool. Like earlier in the day. So
yeah. Well, that's a weird setup. Like, it's not standard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weddings are so much more serious. Like, you know.
Yes. Yes. It was bad.
Yeah. No, he was ready to lock it down.
I'll say it wasn't the same after that.
I bet it wasn't. I bet it fucking wasn't.
Yeah. His friends were literally giving me shit. So. Okay. Let me let me read some shorter ones first. Okay. A girl had been trying to stop dating, bought me tickets to a Blazer game. She wanted to just give them to me, but I didn't feel right, so I said we could go together. A theme with this.
No, the Blazers, stop going to Blazers games.
Yeah. She showed up to my apartment head to toe to head to the game with a Blazers jersey on with my name on the back of it.
What do you mean? Like
she
like
showed up to my apartment to head to the game with a Blazers jersey with my name on the back of it.
Oh no.
So like if I showed up to you to take you on a date and I had Kral on the back of a Blazers jersey.
Aaron, I fucking dare you. If you don't do that the next time.
They said that's what I get for being nice.
She went all out.
You have to date that person for like a week.
You definitely have to date that person. You have to at least go on another date.
Kiss them on the cheek.
Oh, no.
That's
damn.
No, that's creepy. Fuck. That's creepy.
I wonder if she handmade it or.
If she got it made, like personalized, that's expensive. You know?
Yikes.
That's so funny to me.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with that commitment. I swear to God, if you don't do that for the next 40 event we go to, I'm not going.
I could just imagine opening the door and like they're like, look at my jersey. And they turn around and then you're just like.
Yeah, like literally.
Like speechless.
Speechless. Not your breath being taken away. You are speechless. And there is a difference.
Yeah, my breath is taken away because I just got punched in the gut. Because
this is ick.
Okay, next. Dude was doing coke in the bathroom and I had no idea. Just thought he had to pee a lot and then drank an excessive amount.
Oh my God. Sick.
Doing coke. Okay. I had the angle of my head adjusted mid-kiss one time. I did say I was open to feedback.
Not open to feedback. Not open to feedback. He said his head
mid-kiss.
Was tilted. Like, what do you mean?
Like, they're going in to kiss, and then maybe they, like, both went to
the
same
side.
And then the person moves you
I'm
over.
I'm obsessed.
You know what? That just shows someone is in charge.
I like that. It shows your roles. And honestly, well, I'm glad they're open to feedback.
That shows a lot. They're willing to learn.
And you that's know, how you get better.
That's... You know, it's not always right on the first kiss.
Yeah, that's okay.
I know. Someone said not fuck.
What?
Like, on their date.
Sick. Like, stay out.
I know.
Get away.
I know. Okay. I met this guy in Bumble and we agreed to go out to dinner and then come back to my place for a movie. Dinner went really well. We get back to my place and we're sitting on my bed and he asks if I have gum. Oh, that reminds me of another story. Side note.
Okay.
I said, no, I never I never have gum. And then he asked to use my bathroom. He came back from the bathroom and he had a minty fresh breath. At this moment, I text my best friend and said, oh my God, I think this guy just used my toothbrush. I need out of this date. She calls me with a fake emergency. I tell him I have to go pick up my friend. So he ends up leaving and I go back into my room and he had left his motherfucking glasses. My initial thought was to throw away his glasses, but eventually he got them back. The lesson behind this date is never have a guy over from Bumble on a first date. Hide your hygiene products. And now I'm a lesbian and have a girlfriend, so I guess it worked out for the best.
Fucking dead. Oh my God, the plot twist we all needed.
I know.
I swear to God, like me and you have talked about this before.
Yeah.
Like some people are cool sharing toothbrushes with their significant others.
No, people write in and tell us.
We're like literally just like blaring this at the camera. Fuck you.
Yeah.
If you were like, Ash, can you borrow? Like, we both agree on this. Like, do not touch my toothbrush.
No, that's fucking sick.
Our mouth, like.
I'll kiss you and make out with you. But like, in your toothbrush? Teeth? That cleans your teeth. Ugh,
it like makes me kind of queasy to think about it.
No, same. Like, I'll barf. Sick.
So if a first date did this, he's
dead. Oh my God.
He's dead because it would never be a woman. He's dead.
A female would never do that.
I am like reporting you on Hinge for that or something.
No, literally.
Like this douchebag used my toothbrush.
I'm throwing away the whole electric toothbrush.
Honestly,
I'm not even replacing.
I don't
the
know
head.
If this is against policies. I'm fucking screenshotting his profile and blasting it on my social media. Like I don't give a shit. That's sick.
Toothbrush killer.
Toothbrush killer. Ugh.
That is sick. Get a Listerine patch.
Just like carry your own gum.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Sick.
One time on a date, someone dropped gum in my hair. Then we had cut it out.
No, Aaron.
Yeah.
Did you go out again?
Yeah, we were like dating.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But it was fucked up.
I guess cute.
I'd part my hair different for like 3 years.
Oh, like he dropped it on the top.
It was like in the back right here.
Oh, that's like literally the middle of your head.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chunk out.
Sick.
Okay. Let's see. I already read that one. Okay. One time me and this guy got stuck in a garage, and so the lever that lets you out had to be manually put up, but we only had a short amount of time to go through. He went first and then stopped suddenly, even though we were supposed to go back to back. I rear-ended him and spent like $5,000 fixing it.
Fuck. Dude, that sucks.
I can just imagine she like gassed it. Yo, like, fuck, 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 fuck.
Like hard gas too. Like foot fucking Flintstone. Foot down. And then why did he slam on his brakes?
I don't know. It sounds like it's his fault.
I agree.
I would hit and run.
Same.
Reverse.
I'm out.
That's
fucking funny.
So funny.
That sucks though.
Someone said they got catfished on Bumble.
No surprises.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens.
I know.
Daily.
Okay, wait. And then, okay, this girl said she went out with a murderer. And I was like,
oh my God.
I'm going to need more details. You can't just send that in.
Wow.
So she said she went out with this guy. Basically, I'm going to summarize it. He was very aggressive on their date and she ended up leaving. Like she felt very uncomfortable. Okay. She said, fast forward to 1 year later, I'm sitting on the couch watching TV with my roommate and then brand new boyfriend, now husband. And the news starts and they're talking about how they found the suspect of the murder investigation of a girl who had been killed about a week prior. All of a sudden, I see his face on the news. The guy had gone out with a year ago, had been arrested for murder.
What?
Yeah. So she basically called law enforcement because I was freaking out. And she tracked down the detective. I called and had to make a statement. Basically, if the guy hadn't pled guilty, I would have been called to the stand to testify him against him. Is that crazy? Can
no.
You imagine?
That is so sketch.
That's so scary. That's
Holy
why it's like
shit.
You know those memes, not to like make light of the situation, but those memes that are like guys have to worry about random things on a first date and girls just trying to not get murdered.
No facts.
Literally.
No facts. We talk about that all the time, how like I asked Kevin one day. Hi Kev. I asked him one day, I was like, have you ever been like scared walking down the street by yourself? And he's like, nah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
I get nervous to take the trash out. Like just, you know.
I know.
You like, just never know.
You and I started dating like right when apps were starting. So mm-hmm. I never experienced.
Yeah, me either.
But it is crazy how you have to put so much trust into meeting this stranger out. Like hopefully yeah. You're doing it at a public place, you know, but it's still scary.
It is for sure. Like,
you know anything about them.
and just you, there was an entire show on TV about duping people.
Oh my God. You know, what was that called again?
Catfish.
Oh, Dad,
what were you thinking?
I thought you were talking about the Tinder swindler.
Another one.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's like, that's so crazy.
Yeah, and Catfish, obviously the OG.
The OG.
That went on for so many years.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
And write in if you've ever been catfished.
Or been a catfish,
because we know someone that's been a catfish. And it's the fucking funniest story.
It's, yeah, like she made her, she made up for it. Like, she, like, told the person and, like, did all these things. But, like,
yeah,
if you've been a catfish, let me know.
If you've been a catfish or been catfished. Someone used my photo on Match.com. I think it was it was like Match or Cupid. And I remember this was when I was in college and I remember like logging into Facebook for like a month and I had all of these girls messaging me saying that they thought I was catfishing them or they thought I was like using them. Like they were mad at me essentially.
Oh, like it was really. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Someone was using my profile and pretending to be lesbian, which is actually really funny now that I think about it.
Well, Let's dive deeper into this.
I know. And they were all mad at me.
Oh.
And I was like trying to, and I had to message them back, be like, oh my God, this isn't me. And some of them didn't believe me.
I bet.
And some were like, we need to report this. Here's the site. So I was like trying to get this fucking profile taken down of myself for so long. And someone kept making another one of me.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. People are weird.
Yeah. People are so weird. Well, anyway, I'm glad that girl's alive. That's scary as fuck.
No, that's like a really crazy story. Like I like those murder docs, you know?
Yeah.
And when the women that testify or like are on the documentaries, like for like Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, I was supposed to go on a date with him.
Literally.
And he canceled on me last minute.
Yeah.
And then that night he murdered my neighbor.
No.
And you're just seriously. Like, oh my God, like that could have been you.
I know.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy.
Bring mace or something with you.
We're always ready.
Oh my gosh. I'm scared for the girlies out there.
The girlies.
Someone else said they went on dates with someone who was what is the word?
Oh my God, you're having a brain fart.
Narcoleptic? Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy.
But they're narcoleptic. Is that yeah. right?
Why does that sound bad?
I know. Narcoleptic.
Every fucking episode, dude, we have one or two words that we're just like, I don't know.
Dude, I'm so dumb.
Like two college degrees. Can't.
I'm so dumb.
They have narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy.
I think it just sounds funny coming out of your mouth.
Oh.
Narcolepsy.
Okay, well, you say it.
Say it one more time.
No, I'm done.
Okay. And that's fair.
Well, they were falling asleep. Tired.
They were just tired all the time.
I would be.
I don't know that I could handle someone with narcolepsy, to be honest.
No, going on a date with them. That would be crazy.
That's scary.
Something I told the person that's something that they need to, you know, say up front.
100%. That's probably what I lead with.
Yeah. I'm Erin. I have narcolepsy.
Hi.
That was good.
That was a good intro. Cute.
What would you say?
Hi, I'm Ashley. You would say, hi, I'm Erin. And I sleep a lot and often because you wouldn't be like, is it narcolepsy or am I narcoleptic? That's what I feel like. I would be like panicked. I'd be like, I don't know.
Oh, you wouldn't know?
I think I would wait. I don't know if I could lead with it, to be honest. I'd be pretty fucking embarrassed.
Why?
I don't know.
Because, well, it's more actually, embarrassing when you fall what? Asleep on
actually
the date.
I actually know someone who has narcolepsy.
You do? Mm-hmm. Do I know them?
Yeah.
Who?
I will not.
Well, tell me offline. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, well.
Really?
Just, yeah, like, we'll fall, like, can fall asleep anywhere in, like, 30 seconds. He would just be out.
But is that's not narcolepsy?
Yes, there's forms of narcolepsy.
Oh,
so yeah.
Wow, we I'm not bring a more awareness
I'm like,
to this.
I'm not a doctor, but that's what I've been told by this person.
Because, okay, there was something I was watching recently. Someone had narcolepsy, and they could their eyes were closed and they were like hunched over, but they were trying to eat still, and their partner knew. I don't know what the fuck this. What? It's gonna piss me off now. Their partner knew that they were asleep and they were trying to tell them to like stop eating, but they were like
Whoa.
Functioning and moving with their eyes closed.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't okay. know what I was watching with that on it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. That's yeah. weird. I mean, I'm sure when I think of narcolepsy, I just think like like right now, if all of a sudden I just like drop my mic and fell asleep.
Yeah, I think that's like the classic one.
Classic.
Like that you see on shows.
Yeah. No, my friend can literally, like, if he sits down, he'll be asleep in 30 seconds.
Wow.
Like, he just like can't do that. Yeah. Anytime we're in the car going somewhere, asleep.
That's crazy.
30. And I'm not like exaggerating. Like, he cannot stay awake.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah. Just to bring awareness to it.
To bring awareness. Okay, let's go into our toxic traits and relationships.
Okay.
You can go first.
Which one?
Wherever you want to start.
I'm going to go with... Okay. My toxic tea of the week. I need input.
Oh.
I was laughing so fucking hard this week because this video has been going viral all week about this person screaming at a flight attendant about this baby that's been crying the whole flight.
Oh, I didn't see it, but I saw something about that. Yeah.
The flight attendant says, "Sir," he's like, "Sir, please stop yelling," or like, "Please stop screaming, like stop." And he snaps his head and yells, "So is the baby." And like something about how like the baby didn't pay for its seat. Like,
dang.
he really lost his goddamn mind.
Is it like a newborn?
Yeah. And the baby was just crying. We'll put it on social media. But the fucking guy filming it is dying because he's filming it like behind him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he literally snaps back at the flight attendant and yells, "So is the baby."
No. Did they kick him off?
It doesn't say here. It doesn't say if he got kicked off. But literally he said, the flight attendant said, "Sir, but you're yelling." And he said, "So is the baby." And then he said, "Did that motherfucker pay extra to yell?" Like, I cannot.
Did he pay extra
like the
to
memes,
yell?
This meme says, "Not a whole adult having a meltdown because a baby is crying. The baby can't help themselves."
Literally.
"I'm sorry. This is so ridiculous. I'm crying. I lost it when he said, 'Did that motherfucker pay extra to yell?' Because why would you say that?"
I'm crying.
"Y'all gotta leave the 'so is the baby' man alone. He said what the fuck we were all thinking." Fucking weak.
No, like, you know that parent is just already dying inside.
It's tough.
Like, it's so tough.
It's really hard. I
didn't want their kid to cry.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten more empathetic about babies crying on planes because it's just like,
I don't give a shit. Put on your headphones.
Like, fuck you. Buy noise canceling.
Honestly,
I don't hear them anymore.
No, actually, that would be a good ad for noise canceling headphones.
Totally.
Like,
yeah,
they should play that video.
They should.
And then have someone put their headphones in and turn on the noise canceling, and then they should go to sleep.
I haven't heard a baby cry on a plane in
a
long
time,
actually.
Yeah. I never do. I don't even have noise canceling. I just turn my fucking headphones up.
Yeah. This person said, so just here's some education. "I'm torn. I've been places and a child is crying loud nonstop and the parents act like they can't do anything. Like, give it a cookie, pat it on the back, rock it. I don't know. On the other hand, I'm an adult. Screaming like a child isn't the answer either."
Yeah.
And this person said, "When planes are landing, it causes changes in pressure that can cause ear pain, especially in children. I've had it happen as an adult," and I have too. Like, have you ever had that?
It
fucking hurts.
Remember that one time I was like crying because I had like,
it hurts.
No, I had like a sinus, sinus.
Yeah,
remember that? That was the worst pain. I thought my brain was gonna explode.
Yeah, you did. It was crazy. I had a cold.
The cold.
Yeah. Ooh. It was excruciating. How would this man cope if confronted with quote real hardship? He has anger management problems.
Yikes.
So, and like the ear thing, like that checks out. Like, that's valid.
Yeah, that's what there's a reason why the baby's crying.
Yeah, the baby's crying for a reason, sir. Shut the fuck up.
Because babies can't do this, like pop their ears or chew gum.
I'm fucking dead that you just did the motion. Like, they can't see it, but we can. And you know what we're talking about. When you pop your jaw, you say,
Know what I meant when I said.
No, they did, I think. Let us know if you did. Yeah, I just thought that was toxic as fuck. There's been actually a lot of crazy like travel things.
Was it, you want the baby to chew its gum with its gums?
She said, so
you want
the
baby to gum its gum?
She said, so is the baby. I saw another one where like there was somebody spilled rice in the aisle.
Popcorn.
No, difference. That was another one.
Oh.
This one was not somebody famous. This one was just like nobody would own up to spilling the rice.
Dead.
And so the flight attendant was like, well, the plane's not taking up then.
Stop.
And I think that they held the plane for like an hour or 90 minutes.
Wouldn't it just be by where the person was sitting.
Nobody in the aisle would own up to it. Nobody owned up to picking up the rice.
Why don't they just like vacuum it up?
You know what? And this is a debate that I also wonder sometimes is like, who is responsible for that?
Okay, let's talk about it.
I heard about it on a different podcast that we listened to as well.
No, it was on three other podcasts. Yeah,
because this shit has been happening. It's crazy.
Let's talk about it.
Who's...
Well, okay. Let's explain the situation.
Well, go ahead. You go then.
Basically, someone famous. All I know is Jesse James Decker's sister.
I don't fucking know. She's
pregnant. And she has a kid, and she's famous because her husband plays for, I don't know, some sport.
B or C.
Major league something. Yeah. And the kid spilled popcorn in the aisle.
That the airplane had given them. The flight attendant had given them. It was a snack.
And then I guess the flight attendant had yelled at her to pick it up, get on your hands and knees and pick it up. And people were like, the internet was quaking over. It was split, I guess. People like, I can't believe you would make a pregnant person pick up popcorn. And the other people were like, just clean up after your kid. Like, that's normal.
Yeah.
And then I guess they were saying like the popcorn would get in the way or like cause a hazard for the cart or walking. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like you don't know the whole full story. Like, was the kid yelling and throwing popcorn?
Or like had the woman been a pain in the ass?
Yeah, been rude and pissed the flight attendant off.
Yeah.
Because I can actually see, like, I see both sides. I definitely depending see on how
both.
It went.
I definitely see both sides. And I feel like, yeah, tones probably matter a lot. And like, tones. Just like the situation as a whole. Because I do feel like, it is your responsibility to pick up after your kids 100%.
Yeah.
And like, kids are going to be messier on airplanes, which is like expected.
Yeah.
But just like, I'm not saying you have to like wipe it down and like sterilize it, but just like picking things up, I guess.
Yeah.
But also I feel like there are how many other people on that airplane?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can pick up the fucking popcorn.
I just don't understand why that's such an issue too. Like, couldn't you just like sweep
and,
it to the side?
And I just feel like the flight attendant was trying to be a bitch that day.
I don't know though. Like, what if they were just fed up and they had, like,
I guess,
they got pushed to that point?
I guess.
Or maybe they're like, hey, do you mind picking up your popcorn? And then the other person blew it out of proportion.
I mean, I guess.
They weren't like, pick it up on your hands and knees, pregnant bitch.
Fuck.
Maybe they didn't say that.
Hey, that'd be crazy.
But they took it, just like the other, last week, we're talking about tones.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Like, in my head, a flight attendant, like, that is a part of it. Is you're supposed to keep the aisle clear for safety of the passengers.
But isn't
pick up the fucking popcorn.
Yeah, like, is it the flight attendant's job to clean up that, or is it the cleaning after?
Okay, but if it is impeding the safety, as they said, of the passengers during the flight, then I think it is their responsibility. The cleanup crew is after the flight lands.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a flight attendant ask somebody to clean up something.
They walk around with trash bags.
Yeah, they walk around with trash
bags. I'm sure
people spill shit all the time on the ground.
I just feel like, pick up the popcorn, dude.
Yeah.
It's not that serious.
Yeah. I know. It's interesting.
I just think the flight attendant should have done it.
You think that?
I don't. And let's just say there were no like crazy outbursts or like rude to whatever. It was just like, there's popcorn on the ground and they walked over and they're like, can you please pick up the popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you pick it up?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I just, maybe because if I was a flight attendant, I just would have went and picked it up. Like, it's not that serious.
Yeah. It like turned into
this
whole thing. Yeah.
Like, they made it a big deal.
Yeah. I know. It's just a weird situation.
Weird situation. But this man yelling, so is the baby.
No, that's fucking so funny.
He lost it. Like, he fucking lost his mind.
If that baby was crying like the whole flight though, like, he snapped.
No, he was, that was it.
He snapped.
I mean, he's a meme now. So yeah.
No.
The internet is roasting him.
Like, people are always doing crazy shit on planes. I swear to God.
Yeah. It's too much.
Someone sent me actually pictures. They were standing by the bathroom on a plane and someone was going to the bathroom with their shoes off and they sent me that picture.
Sick.
I was like, this is
no.
Ugh. This is exactly what we always talk about.
You can put your take your shoes off at your seat, but like, if you're gonna go to the bathroom, you gotta put them back on.
I love how people are tagging us in random like flying things that are happening, like memes and videos.
I will be actively posting toxic travel this weekend on my trip.
Yeah, you should.
Sickos.
Okay. My toxic relationship this week is of me and the whole internet being obsessed with Sophia Richie's wedding.
It looked beautiful. And it looked absolutely stunning.
Okay. I actually have like a lot to say about this because Sophia Richie obviously is Lionel Richie's daughter. She dated Scott Disick.
Nicole Richie's sister.
She dated Scott Disick for a while and, you know, was on all the Kardashian shows and everything. And, but then she got engaged and now married in the south of France this weekend to, I can't remember.
South of France. How fucking lush.
Okay. So the guy she married, I can't remember why he's famous or why his family's rich.
His dad is the chairman of like HBO or that's not right.
No, he's a music industry.
Like a music industry, music group.
Yeah, he's like very, very famous, rich.
Yes.
And so just two little nepo babies getting married. But it was crazy because I watched this TikTok and people were like, this is the best marketing or PR team ever that Sophia Richie has, because she didn't have a TikTok, started her TikTok this weekend about her getting ready for all of her events. And so like doing her makeup, getting dressed. And I think the whole thing was, or it was all looks from Chanel. She's like a Chanel girly. So like her wedding dress was custom made. She had all these Chanel looks and
yeah, she looked great.
She had
crushing it.
She has like over like 500,000 TikTok followers just from
over the weekend.
Yeah. And she has such great skin. Like she's so beautiful.
Yeah. She's really pretty.
And how she does her makeup. Yeah. So it was just crazy to me because I was seeing clips of it too. And there was clips of all her outfits from the weekend. And then people were talking about how they're so intrigued because of her transformation and how she became this like so high class. Like she was a little bit, like she was younger when she was dating Scott Disick, but she wasn't like known like for fashion necessarily.
Yeah, like no, she's
like high class fashion.
A high class fashionista.
Yeah.
Like everything about their wedding was like pristine.
Classy, pristine, classy. Rich as fuck.
Rich as fuck.
And she converted to Judaism. Like they just seem
a Jewish girly.
They just seem so cute and like mature. And yeah, they're both, I don't know, I was obsessed with the photos and her dresses.
Yeah. He's cute too.
And the whole internet was. It was crazy how everyone was quaking over this. And obviously it was like star-studded.
The photo of her walking down the steps with her dad.
Oh my God.
Gorge.
The dress. Like they were showing all the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I was just getting deep into this. Like the dress was stunning. She looked amazing. She's so classic, timely looking.
Timeless.
No. I am obsessed. And I wish them all the best. Mazel.
Mazel.
And I was like showing you videos. I was like, I immediately am changing my style for when we go to Europe. But like, obviously I'm not buying. Like I'm not. I was just joking. But I was showing you all the looks.
I was like, you are not actually doing that.
You're like, you can't afford any
of
that.
I was like, you're not doing that actually, turns out.
I was like, this is the style that everyone's like quaking over. But I love her transformation and
beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
Beautiful. 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 Toxic traits.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't. I'm going to pick this one this week. So I never delete Bluetooth connections from the list on my iPhone.
Oh, I don't either.
How many do you have? Count them right now. Because when I was looking to connect my phone, oh my God, does it scroll? No. Count it. How many you have? Because the other last week when I went to go connect at work.
11.
Last week when I went to connect at work, Kevin was standing by me and I was scrolling on mine.
Yeah.
And he was like, how many do you have on there? And so I started looking through them. I had 26.
What are they from?
All of my car rentals.
Oh.
Mazda, my Connect, my Chevrolet, VW, Volkswagen. Like, I had 26.
Oh my God.
Bluetooth things. And I hadn't deleted any of them.
That's so funny.
And like,
I wonder if other people delete them.
Is it like normal to do that? Yeah. Or like, I mean, I still have, oh my God, my phone. Is your phone ever just, oh my God, is Mercury in retrograde? My phone's tripping.
Well,
look at how many I have right now. Like I still have a lot.
Wow.
Like I'm really trying to get rid of them, but like Pathfinder, fucking a Subaru. Oh, that's your car. I guess that's fine. Toyota Corolla, Volvo. Why do I have three pairs of AirPods? Like,
I have three of your AirPods.
Clean
online.
It up. I had 26 connections last week. Or
oh
like
my
channels.
God.
So I am in the process of cleaning those up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's toxic. Funny. Well, I wonder if other people tell us right in.
Yeah. Is it normal to delete those or is it normal to just like have them all
yeah.
just in case?
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a the people who delete emails. We delete emails though.
I do, but I'm not like my inbox isn't just at like five emails. Like, or actually.
Or.
Okay. Are you like that? No, you're not. You're not. That was stupid. Do you think it's weird when people
is it
delete
weird?
Is but this is real.
Okay.
Is it weird when people delete all of the messages in their phone?
Delete all the text messages?
Yes. So that they only have like a couple messages.
Of course that's weird.
You know who I think does that?
Someone who's cheating?
No. No. I like don't think that it always has to be with cheating.
Who?
Sometimes I think people with like high level OCD do it too.
Oh.
And it's crazy to see.
Who
I will not rat
say?
Them out.
Oh no, because I said that?
I will not rat them out.
Yeah, don't say it.
But I feel like
I'm trying to think.
I know people that they'll only have like if I opened up my and I'm a person who has like my read receipts on, like I don't whatever. If I read it and didn't respond, I either just like forgot or like I don't know, hit me back. Like I have so many messages.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I never delete my threads.
Yeah.
I know people who have like three threads. And like
they think about it as an email inbox.
I don't know, maybe, but they have like three threads and they just delete it every time.
That's so
that
interesting.
They're done with that conversation. And I'm like, I want to be able to like go back and look through a conversation if I need to.
One thing about me
receipts.
Exactly, Ashley. Yeah. One thing about me is I will find the receipts. You know what?
Yeah.
Do you know how much I search in text messages?
I like, do it often.
Address,
daily.
Birthdays, dates.
It's like an ongoing thing you can always reference.
Yeah. I want to go back and screenshot something you said to me in 2016.
Yeah. You're nuts like that. But
no, in a good way, though.
Oh, okay.
And post it on your birthday and roast you.
Yeah.
For that reason.
Exactly. For whatever reason you want. I think I want to know, is anybody out there like that where they delete it and it's, well, let me know if you're doing it because you're cheating, but also let me know if you're doing it just because like you can't.
Let us know if you're cheating.
Wild.
We won't tell unless we need to.
Unless you give me permission.
If someone wrote in and said they were cheating, what would you do? Like, and we knew both people.
I would talk about it on the pod with different names and not tell either one of them.
Really?
Mm-mm. That's not my place.
It depends how good of friends it was.
I would never spill someone's shit like
what
that.
What if
I would be like you
Kevin's wife wrote in Jocelyn and said, "Hey guys,
Jocelyn,
I'm cheating on Kevin, your best friend."
You know what I would do?
You wouldn't say anything to him.
You know what I would do? I would drive right over to their house and I would fucking go off on her. That's what I would really fucking do.
But you wouldn't tell him still?
I hope he would be there.
What if he wasn't?
What
if he was at work?
I'd be like, if you don't tell him by the end of today, I'm gonna tell him.
Okay, that makes sense.
I would be like, and literally, he has the night off.
I think it depends
ho.
How much involved.
You hoe?
Yeah, like.
And then I'm going in on her. I'm
we
sorry.
Love
now
Jocelyn.
I'm like mad at her right now.
Yeah, no, we love Jocelyn.
Oh my
she
God.
Would never.
I'm like hot.
Sorry to use them
I'm
as
pissed.
An example.
Fucking pissed.
We love them. They're the greatest.
They're the best. That's why I would.
That's why it's a joke.
I would drop my microphone. I literally would drop my microphone right now.
Yeah. But if it was somebody we both maybe didn't know or we didn't know the other one, I would still feel conflicted though.
I think I would feel conflicted, but also it's like not. I would never tell the other person unless it was like, hey,
yeah,
this is getting like to a position where like you're putting me in a really weird situation
exactly.
in a weird place where like you're almost putting me in situations that I have to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So either don't involve me like that or you need to tell them.
That happened with one of my coworkers. Oh my God. Wait,
ooh.
Do I have time for the story?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So she was married
mm-hmm.
to somebody that worked at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew both of them.
Right.
But I was better friends with her, obviously.
Okay.
She was, and they had two kids.
Oh.
And
that always complicates it.
And she, the reason why she told me this, she didn't tell a lot of people at work, obviously. She had fallen in love with a female.
It'll
actually
happen.
Yeah. Well, they identified as they were transitioning.
Okay.
So it was like very complicated.
Okay.
But as far as I know, she's still with both of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But are they, they're not. Okay. The original person that her husband, they're not all good though. Like it's like.
He found out and I think he was under the impression that she was going to stop.
Oof.
So she was going to see that person at work and other times. Like it was.
Yikes.
Yeah. Or when the kids were home.
Oof.
And my biggest thing was, look, you are hurting your husband by doing this. Like you need to just make a decision.
Yeah.
But, and mainly staying in this situation for the kids, but it got to the point where I was like, no one's going to be happy in this situation.
And just like when your kids get to a certain age, like they're going to hate you.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
And I think he just was basically like, wanted to still be together, but not change anything.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, that again, that's not making anyone situation better.
I don't like that.
But it made me upset. Not upset, but I was frustrated because I was just like, you're not happy. You're not happy in the situation and you can't fully move on because you're like,
yeah.
But she had the ick for her husband.
That sucks.
The ick.
I'm sure the ick and being like infatuated with someone else. Like,
yes.
Like a hard term.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus. I hope you guys can't hear Webby literally ripping her face off trying to scratch her chin right now. Sis.
I know.
Always interrupting.
She looks so weird right now.
Yeah.
She looks like. Anyway. Okay. My toxic trait is. I mean, it's kind of what we were talking about earlier. If I am having a hard week with weather, I immediately start booking flights.
Yeah.
I will get on Google. I will get on Airbnb and I'm booking something.
Yeah, she does. Like if it's bad weather out, she'll all of a sudden like be on her phone and she'll be like, oh, it's supposed to be nice in this city. And the next thing I know, she's like, wow, flights to that city aren't that expensive.
Last weekend I was like, I could go to San Diego for $200.
Yeah.
Should I?
I thought you were going to.
I know. No, I know. It's if you start getting texts, some of my friends got texts this week and my family of what's your availability this weekend.
Yeah. I think
you'll get texts from me in a rainy week.
Yeah. I think what I really need you to do is like actually do the trip though. It almost makes it more toxic that you build it up and never do it.
Well, I had
challenges.
I booked it's still getting finalized, but I did book a trip.
Like you set a trip up.
I set a trip up. Yeah.
In motion.
I set a trip in motion.
Can't wait for it to happen.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
And again, follow us on Instagram, Toxic Tea Podcast. DM us, email us, toxicteapodcast@gmail.com.
What are we talking about next week? Have we decided?
No, we have a couple topics.
Oh, you know what? You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about.
Please.
Oh, PDA in public. We brought that up last week.
Yes.
Public PDA. I want to see it. Public, I guess that's repetitive. I want to talk about PDA.
Public PDA.
Public PDA. Shut the fuck up, Ashley. I want to talk about PDA.
From dating and non-dating.
Yeah. Like, have you been in situations where one person is way more into,
it's just PDA.
Stop adding that word. It's in it already. Okay. Have you been in situations where maybe you're the person that wants more PDA or a person that doesn't want any PDA?
Yeah.
I feel like we have like a good...
Yeah.
A good story about like how we developed like in our relationship with that.
So yeah.
That's going to be a theme for next week. I just decided.
No, I like that. Write in of what you think, because I already had people write in when I post on our story. Very conflicting things where people are like, fuck no, it's gross. I guess also it depends where it is too.
And that's what I want to hear. Like what is okay? What isn't okay?
And where?
Like what are, yeah. Everybody has their level of like comfort. So I want to hear it. Some people are like, fuck it.
Remember this morning that couple was like kissing at the park when they were walking their dog. And we were like, what are you doing? We're in the forest, bitch.
They were like romanticizing like this park.
Yeah. Is this our first date?
Pierre Park.
Sick.
I thought the park was called Pierre, but it was spelled Pierre.
It's Pierre. It is Pierre.
But now it is Pierre to me.
It's public Pierre Park.
It's public Pierre Park.
PDA.
Public
that's like
Pierre
saying,
PDA Park.
That's like saying the National NBA.
Leave me the fuck alone. That was such a good example off the rip.
Thank you. Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
We got to go before our brains fry.
Lurve you guys.
Have a good week. Lurve you.
Bye.